It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr, you're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Happy Garden Line Tuesday to you, Mike.
Well, how are you, Jenna? Good to see you.
Oh, well, listen, if I walk in high heels, you know it's going to be a day, okay?
It's going to be a day. And you should be very rested because the last time we did this, as a matter of fact, the last couple of times, you had already put in 3 hours before the Garden Line.
Quite a few hours, yes, ma'am.
So now this is your first gig in,
I know, we
in the
haven't
morning.
Been
good
able
for you.
To host the Pensacola Morning News together.
Oh,
man. We got to do that.
Let me tell you right now, I'm ready for that. I am ready for that.
Now that we just asked, I think
I don't
they
know
might
if the audience
scared.
Is ready for that, but I'm ready for that. That would be so much fun.
I can only imagine just some of the stories that we've covered in the last week. They were very entertaining, to say the least. And so I can imagine that we would have some fun on the news together.
Oh,
but
there's no doubt.
We always have fun here.
And think of the music we could play.
Oh, man.
For over 3 hours. Oh, we could do them all.
I have a couple of new ones I'm going to pull out today.
Oh, do you? Really?
Yes, I do. Well, I thought about it yesterday on my walk. So, hey, if you have a question for Mike, something going on in your yard, you got a bug problem, which I had this conversation the other day with our neighbor who was saying, I have a mole problem. And I was like, you know what? Let me tell you something. It's not a mole problem. It's a bug problem,
There you go.
You have to treat the bug.
Jenna, you're a horticulturist. You are great.
Now, whether it works or not is up to them. And I couldn't remember all the numbers for all the different things that you've taught me. But I was able to at least direct them to that. 850-437-1620. It's the Garden Line. So what you got going on today?
Well, you know, the last week we really got off on weed control.
A lot of weed control.
A lot of weed control, and it was a great conversation. I thought maybe today, between texts and phone calls and whenever we have some time, we would talk about some weed control, especially in light of best management practices in your yard, because there's a whole host of things that one can do to control weeds even before you start spraying. Things you can do for the health of your yard that will reduce the weeds in your yard. And some decisions you have to make, a little work that you have to do, but there are a listing of best management practices that maybe we can highlight some of those as the show goes on. I think that might be fun.
Yes, absolutely. I love that.
Oh, yes. So, probably just start off.
Let's do it. Let's jump right in.
The first one, and this is one, and some people, maybe some of our landscapers listening say, Wiggins, you're off base here. But I think one of the most important things that one can do is be sure that your mowing height and frequency is in order. Mm. I'll tell you what, Jenna, I walk kind of like you. I do a little walking, and walk through the neighborhood, and it's a little distressing to see how so many people are scalping their lawns. You
yes.
get out there and you scalp that lawn, it looks terrific. It looks like a golf green. But I'll tell you, insofar as weed control, and these best management practices are all kind of geared towards weed control, what that does is, it's very simple. Your grass, if you mow it higher,
yeah.
that literally shades the soil, which will inhibit the germination of weed seeds. So if you mow it low, especially with the way that St. Augustine and Centipede grow on stolons, you're opening it up, there's bare ground showing, and the water and the sun are just going to make weeds come up. So mowing it high, my lawnmower, I put it on the highest level. And if I can mow it on Friday, By Wednesday, it's looking a little rough.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, insofar as weed control, I think that's still the best thing to do. 4 inches for St. Augustine, 3 inches for centipede, about two and a half for zoysia. And I think your lawn will be so much better off. And frequency is important, too, because what you don't want to do in order to damage that grass is to mow off more than one-third of the blade of grass anytime that you mow. So mowing height and mowing frequency may be one of the most important things that you can do. And that all comes way before you have to start mixing up weed killer, because I think if you'll find that if you'll do that on a constant basis, never, ever, ever. Say, let's say St. Augustine, lower that lawnmower lower than 4 inches in the early spring, in the late spring, in the winter, I don't care, whenever you're mowing, mm-hmm. never, ever take it lower. Sometimes it'll save you some time. If you mow it really tight, really low, you may not have to mow for a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and that gives you a break. But insofar as the health of the lawn and the weeds, future weeds, it's just not the thing to do. Be sure to mow it high. That's probably, I think, one of the most important, best management practices for weed control.
Well, that makes sense, too. I mean, and you'll have to go over the inches that you said, too, for each type of grass. But the lot next door to us, they scalped their lawn, and it used to be so green. It was just an empty lot with a tree on it. And they scalped it, and now it's brown and dead and so sad looking.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Exactly. And many times, if you scalp it, you're not going to kill it, but you are going to
It's very brown.
You're going to, if you scalp it too much, you're going to get down so all you're seeing is that thatch that is just kind of an underlying organic material that's usually at the base of our lawns. And you see that, and that's all you're seeing. It's like, I'm going to jump back to the bugs we talked about. Remember the sod webworm?
Yeah.
When you see that big brown spot, it's not because the grass is dead. It's because those worms ate the blades of grass. There are no blades of grass. It's just that base you're looking at, and it's all brown. Generally, it will come back from that.
Sure.
But that's what you're seeing. I mean, if you scalp it too much, you're right. It's going to be unsightly.
Okay, so don't scalp it. Can you reiterate those? You said the settings and then the inches. How many inches for zoysia?
St. Augustine, 4 inches.
Four.
Centipede, three.
Three.
Zoysia, two and a half. There are different varieties of zoysia, but you can cut it much lower than you can, say, St. Augustine. It's just that type of grass. But you still don't want to take it down, in my opinion, to 1 inch.
Okay. You're not looking for a buzz cut.
And really, for most people's lawnmowers, if you set it on the highest level, you're going to be okay. And I know sometimes, especially in the early spring, you'll go over your yard with that mower at 4 inches, and you'll hardly cut anything. But that's okay. That's okay. It's better for your lawn if you do that. Some people early spring like to, once again, take it way down, thinking they're going to get a bunch of thatch out of there and all of that. That's not really helpful to the lawn to do that. And I would love some of our lawn maintenance guys, landscapers who do this for a living, to check in with us and give us their opinion on that. Because personally, I think that's one of the absolute most important things that you can do.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. If you hear his voice, it's Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer your questions. Something about your shrubs, your flowers, your new sod. And yes, this question comes in 850-437-1620. Here, let's get to a question before we take a quick break. Is it too late to fertilize my St. Augustine grass? Also, last week, I put down 5 pallets of St. Augustine. When can I fertilize the new sod?
That's a great, both of those are two great
really good
questions,
yeah.
No doubt about it. Insofar as fertilization, are you too late or really too early? I like to do St. Augustine with a high nitrogen midsummer, let's say July. It really likes that. Of course, you have to water it in good because it's so hot, but that's okay. That's what St. Augustine likes. Now, as we go into late August and into September, it's time to look ahead, and I would say, do not go back and put on that high nitrogen. Look forward and go ahead at the end of the month or even into September and put your winter riser fertilizer on there. I quoted a friend of mine, and matter of fact, I've done it on the air too, formula for that, 10-5-14. my friend who I gave that advice to said, I can't find it anywhere. I can't find that formula. But do something that is close to that, that where the number at the end is, every fertilizer has three numbers. Mm-hmm. Be sure that number at the end, the last number, is bigger than the rest. That's important, because that's potash. That's going to increase the strength of the roots, which is going to help your grass get through the winter. So that's why we put winterizer on there. Now, it does have some nitrogen, 10% in a 10-5-14. So you'll get a little bit of greening, but not too much this time of year, because the grass, golly, the time is moving on here. As we get into the fall, the grass is going to slowly, slowly go into dormancy. And you don't need to lay a bunch of nitrogen on there. So the 10-5-14 is a good formula. If you can't find that one, try to find something that the last number is bigger than the other two.
Okay, very good. All right, we have some more questions coming in, and I see you guys popping in to say good morning. Good morning to you, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line. Again, give us a call. Our phone line is open too, 850-437-1620.
From Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle, and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Pensacola Egg Fest is back this October at Blue Wahoo Stadium. To prepare for this event, you can purchase a deeply discounted Big Green Egg Package. We're talking 30% off and more. All the details at PensacolaEggFest.com. This event supports local charities. Since 2013, they've donated over $400,000 back to our community. You can support them and get a great deal at the same time. Deeply discounted Big Green Eggs at PensacolaEggFest.com.
This following message is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and its radio station.
This is Craig Fugate, the former director of Florida Emergency Management. In this time of COVID, you need to update your hurricane preparedness plan. That means knowing what evacuation zone you live in, and if order to leave, you need to go. Take your pets and stay with family or friends, or at an inland hotel. Shelters are another option. Know your zone, know your home. For more information, go to floridastorms.org. That's floridastorms.org.
Thank you to all of our listener advisory board members who responded to our survey about what you like and what you don't like about News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You told us you'd like to know who's going to be on Pensacola Expert Panel in advance. So Jenna is posting upcoming shows on the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page.
Now we know more because we listen to you. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I said it. There are little... I was never going to be the guy that was going to keep Radio Shack afloat, but when you need that one little adapter...
More competition. In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
In-N-Out.
That's fine. Y'all can have it. I mean,
California
people, they're addicted to their In-N-Out Burger. It never made any sense to me.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I remember the days of just keeping time, of hanging around in sleepy towns forever.
back roads empty for miles.
We're back here on the Garden Line.
Wow, what great music. Okay, tell us who that is.
Well, okay, so the song is A Wink and a Smile.
Yeah, we know the song.
Yes, this is Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, he is so good. Kind of a Frank Sinatra type singer.
Okay, seriously? Like, if you put me in a room with Harry Connick Jr. and Michael Bublé, I'd be in heaven. Not because of, like, you know, anything other than their musical talents. Okay.
Oh, they are great.
And their faces. But
great music, Jenna. That is really good.
And we're taking requests here on the Garden Line.
Absolutely.
But before we move into any other questions, let's follow up. When can you fertilize after laying down sod?
That's a great question because so many people have to deal with that. My information on that, or my opinion on that, is yes, you need to fertilize it. But I like to say you have mowed it twice. If you lay sod, you mow it when it needs it, and that's another thing, when it needs it. Back in the day, a lot of people would say, well, you don't want to mow your new sod for 4 weeks or 6 weeks, which was crazy. You don't do that. If you put down sod and it's time to mow, and you mow it high, just like we talked about a little while ago, do it. Do it. Then mow it again, and then you can put your fertilizer on there. Now, if you've just done it this year, you know the thing to put on there is that winterizer, that 10-5-14. However, this is an interesting little trivia here. I don't know if they do it anymore, any of the manufacturers, but they used to have what they call New Lawn Starter. You know what the formula was for New Lawn Starter?
Oh.
10-5-14. The same as a winterizer. Same stuff.
Then see? So why? Okay, but that's fine.
You know, you got to sell it. But but in any event, the point is, this: if you've just laid sod, and after you've mowed it twice, go ahead and put your winterizer on there, or if you can find a bag of New Lawn Starter, makes no difference. You simply want that formula, which is going to help those roots, help that grass get through the winter. Then next spring, we can go gangbusters and go ahead and start the season with our 1608 and all that, as we do in the spring. But yes, new sod, mow it twice, then fertilize it with a low nitrogen, high potash fertilizer.
And okay, so here is another question. I'm seeing brown spots across my lawn, but I don't see any signs of bugs or anything like that. What could it be? I mean, maybe the, what do you call that thing when it sprays? Oh, my word. Oh, sprinkler. Maybe the sprinkler is not hitting it.
Well, that's the first place to always look. Always look at that. And a lot of people will blame bugs on what we call dry spots in a yard. And dry spots can be caused by, you know, maybe the kids have, you know, tripped over a sprinkler head.
Sure.
Or it's plugged up, or for whatever reason you're unable to get your sprinkler to it. So it could be that. That's the first place to look, is to be sure you're getting proper irrigation. However, this time of year, a brown spot in your yard, and if you're convinced that you've put enough water on it, it could easily be the chinch bug problem.
Oh, yeah,
especially,
that's right.
Remember, especially now if it's near the streets or near a sidewalk, because that's where the soil, the turf is warmer, and these bugs are very, very tropical. So, and you won't see them. You won't see them unless, remember the old trick, Jenna, we talked about last week,
right,
about getting a plug of grass, putting it in a bucket of water.
Mm-hmm.
If it's chinch bugs, they'll kind of start crawling up the edge. Oh,
right.
I know.
Heebie-jeebies.
But if you got them, if you see a couple, you got probably have millions of them, so you've got to spray. But this is where that integrated pest management comes into play. You don't need to. If you've got brown spots out by the street in your front yard, there's absolutely no reason to go spray in your backyard.
No.
just don't do it. Spray the area where you're having the problem. Of course, extend that area out a matter of, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 feet, whatever, so you get bugs that haven't shown the damage yet. And then watch it very, very closely. If it continues to expand, spray again.
Okay.
But if it stops, you may have it under control. The problem with chinch bugs is your grass generally doesn't recover as fast as it does with sod webworms. Because, as we have said, the sod webworms only eat the blades. Chinch bugs are going to damage the roots. So sometimes you'll have to wait till next spring to see if that grass is going to recover. And if it doesn't, you may have to replace some of it. But you need to get them. If it's chinch bugs, you need to spray, because they will expand and take more of your yard if you let them. But brown spots in the yard this time of year, in August could easily be chinch bugs. But just like you suggested, Jenna, I would certainly check the water situation first.
Yeah, I feel like that this time of year. And 850-437-1620, if you have a question, want to chime in, always check the water first.
Exactly. One other thing to check also, be sure that if you, by chance, have gone out and sprayed for some weeds, with it being this hot, that you don't have some kind of herbicide damage from your spraying. So if you have sprayed in this spot with a what we call a post-emergence weed killer, which kills weeds that are there looking up at you, look at that also as maybe a cause of those brown spots. Most people who listen to our show, I think, know that when temperatures are 95 degrees, you keep the weed killers on the shelf. But maybe some newcomers to Pensacola may not realize that that herbicide that maybe you might be able to use up north down here will do some damage, especially because we have wide blade grasses. St. Augustine and centipede are much more susceptible to weed control damage than, say, zoysia or Bermuda.
Okay.
But you've got to pay attention to that.
All right. Okay, we got to take another quick break here on the Garden Line. 850-437-1620. We'll get to your questions when we come back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team's mission is simple: quality, integrity, and grit. Christina and her team are a team of experienced real estate agents at Levin Rinke Realty, serving hearts one home at a time. The Leavenworth team sells close to 200 homes a year. They're experts when it comes to pricing and marketing your home, so it sells fast and for top dollar. When helping buyers, they're knowledgeable, quick, and focused to get you the best home for the best price. The team has been featured on Real Estate Rockstars, the number one real estate podcast. They're also endorsed by Dave Ramsey as an endorsed local provider. The team hangs their hat on six key core values: quality, integrity, agility, courage, respect, trust, and fun. Contact Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty and get more money for your home. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced, if there were no breaking news updates, what if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go, celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We're back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. We've got questions coming in, but we're about to take a news break. And but before we go, any lightning rounds in the next 20 seconds?
Well, next 20 seconds, we need to still look at these best management practices, maybe talk about watering, fertilization, yes, liming, all of that stuff. If we have time, we'll do it. But more important, let's answer some questions.
Yes, 850-437-1620. And first, let's see what's coming up in the news with Mark.
There's a new poll out today indicates most Floridians aren't happy with the governor's performance on the pandemic. Details coming up after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Taliban holding firm on a deadline to evacuate foreigners from Afghanistan. This is World Leaders Meet Virtually on how to handle the crisis.
The White House says that the military has evacuated some 21,000 people on both U.S. military and coalition flights, but that 21,000 was not broken down by nationality. And the president has been facing some pressure from the G7 allies to push that August 31st deadline because they're all scrambling to get their own people home, too.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. And at least 21 people confirmed dead from this weekend's Tennessee floods.
Crews are making progress in their search efforts. County officials tell us they're now looking for fewer than 10 people. Crews have a lot to contend with in the city of Waverly for at least 7 or 8 miles. Home after home lifted off of their foundations.
Fox's Charles Watson. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 85, partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. New poll out finds a majority of Floridians disapprove of the governor's handling of the pandemic. The Political Matrix, the listener group survey, showing nearly 54% of voters have an unfavorable or very unfavorable view of the governor's response, about 43% with a favorable or very favorable view. That poll also finds Democratic contenders Charlie Crist or Nikki Fried would beat the Republican governor in a potential head-to-head matchup. A Molino woman wants to build an RV park on Neal Road in Cantonment. If approved, Magnolia RV Park would have 24 spaces with septic service, water, and electrical. North Escambia reports the park would be on the north side of Neal Road, just west of Highway 95A, and plans call for 9 out of 26 protected trees on the property to be removed. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
More rain is possible today, about a 40% chance that you'll be picking up some showers. Otherwise, temperatures warming near 91 degrees under mostly sunny skies with heat index values as high as 105. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
85 in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze and Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Best Buy says its quarterly sales rose nearly 20% as consumers continue to upgrade devices and equipment to support habits formed over the past year, from hybrid work to streaming TV shows. Due to the pandemic, Best Buy says it serves a much larger install base of consumer electronics, with customers who have an elevated appetite to upgrade due to constant technology innovation and needs that reflect permanent life changes. Best Buy shares up 6%. McDonald's says it has run out of milkshakes at its UK restaurants. The fast food chain says it was experiencing some supply chain issues, which had affected the availability of a small number of menu items. The problems were caused by a continued shortage of drivers. KFC also warned recently supply chain issues meant it was unable to stock some menu items in the UK. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up 50, the NASDAQ is up another 68, and the S&P 500 is ahead 11. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
August the 24th, 1828, from the Public Meeting Room in Government House, Pensacola, Florida, this is News Radio 1620. Your reporter has just completed a meeting with Reverend David Robinson Preston, who for 7 weeks has been here making a survey authorized by the Presbyterian Church Conference out of South Carolina. Mr. Preston told your reporter that his mission has been to contact men and women who profess the Presbyterian denomination to determine if there might be sufficient numbers to begin a mission church here. His finding? Yes, there are such persons locally, but the majority of those with Presbyterian leanings have come recently to work in lumber mills being started up the Escambia River. All said that they would willingly support a church, but the distance to the city for such an assembly would be very difficult. Thus, Preston said he will recommend a wait-and-see position for his officials, hoping that the city's growth will continue to be affected by the coming of employees at the Navy Yard and those who will assist in fort building.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here. That means it's, if you hear Rockin' Robin, it's halftime. Halfway through, 850-437-1620. Get those questions, comments, pictures. Get them in. Let's see. Oh, somebody would like to know. They say, Mike, you know so very much about lawns and flowers. Thank you. And how long you been doing this? What a team. Oh, my goodness. Do you want to be my best friend?
Let me do the math real quick. Probably around 40 years.
Around 40. You know a thing or two.
Well, but, you know, it's just one thing we always talk about on the Garden Line. You know, we may talk here, and I may be so sure of the steps to take to do a certain procedure in your yard. Somebody else may have it totally different, but come out with the same result. That's one thing about horticulture and lawn care and that type of thing is there are various different ways to get to the same result, and that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun. We all have our ways of doing things, and we like to share our opinion here on the Garden Line, but somebody else may say, Mike, I do that differently, and, you know, have at it, as long as it turns out good.
Yeah, I mean, and grass doesn't change too much over time. And I'll tell you, somebody was saying the other day, we were hanging out, and of course we talk about lawns, because once you get older, you're like, you don't want to talk about people, you don't want to talk about politics, you don't want to talk about current events or COVID, so you talk about your yard. And so we were talking about sand.
Exactly. And,
it was a great conversation.
Oh, that's right. It was. There's
I think
no
it's
doubt about it.
It's something that brings us together. Gardening.
Oh, you know, it is the nation's number one hobby. Has been proven. That's what it is.
It's literally good for your mental health to go outside and make something beautiful.
I know a lot of people when I was in the business who that was their therapy. They would go out and sit on a stool and weeds out of their yard. And you say, there are other ways to handle that. No, he said, I like that. I like to get out. It just gives me some fresh air.
Yes.
I have a chance to, it's a no-brainer. So I have a chance to think and ponder and what have you. And so it is a fun hobby, whether you're going to landscape your yard like Southern Living or whether you're going to pull dollar weed. It's still good to get out and do it.
Oh, absolutely. And here I'll share a quick story. 850-437-1620. If you have a story to share too, we have a couple questions coming in. But Google Earth, right? You go and look up at the images. You try to like see if you're trying to buy a house or whatever. You look at your old house where you grew up and you're trying to see how it changed. You know, stalkers is pretty much what it is. Well, something very precious. My grandmother had a disease called multiple systems atrophy. So her body just started to atrophy and just deteriorate. But before then, she loved gardening. I'm talking everything from flowers to vegetables. And so when my grandfather put up the house for sale, I Google Earthed it to kind of like look at it and see. And the last picture Google Earth took was of my grandmother gardening out in the front and my pop-pop mowing the lawn.
How about that?
And it just reminded me, like, that is one of their favorite pastimes. It's what they love to do, was take care of their yard, take care of the earth around them, cultivate life. It's good.
My dad was in the business, and I'll never forget, he always used to tell people, he said, I'm going to put a sign in the yard, because it was me and my brother, and we'd play football in the front yard, baseball. We'd tear it up. He'd say, we raise flowers in the backyard, and boys in the front yard.
Amen to that. You know, I love being in the front yard.
Sometimes, you know, when they're out there playing soccer and football, it may dig up a little grass, but yes. So what?
So what?
It'll come back. It'll recover.
Plus, when you hang out in the front yard, that's when you get to know your neighbors. Very when you're in the backyard,
absolutely.
You're closed off from everyone.
Absolutely.
Come on. 850-437-1620. Hey, Catherine said she enjoyed the article in today's Pensacola News Journal, Mayor's Bowl.
Oh, Catherine, thank you.
I didn't get to read it yet. Okay.
Thank you for that. Real quick, that was a news conference that Mayor Robinson and former Mayor Ashton Hayward and myself had yesterday to announce the rollout of the Mayor's Cup that will be presented to the winner of the Washington High School and Pensacola High School football game every year.
It'll happen
every year for many reasons. One is stressing the importance of sports as part of a child's education. And good sportsmanship and some competitiveness and just a lot of fun. So thank you, Catherine, for talking about that. And I look forward to that game on Friday between Pensacola High and Washington. I think the rivalry is just ratcheted up a notch now that you can win the Mayor's Cup.
I think it's very appropriate. A little healthy rivalry never hurt.
Never
does. Okay?
I agree.
Just saying. Okay, 850-437-1620. Good morning to you. See you popping in and listening. Thank you. I'm having some problems with critters getting into my yard and digging holes. I realize this is a bug and grub issue. Oh, the grubs. What products do you recommend? And FYI, I do not have a privacy fence built yet, only a temporary mesh border.
Well, yes, and grubs are a little problem. If grubs are kind of a beetle that will do that. Could be a mole cricket problem you've got. You really treat them all the same. You can do two things. You can spray them or you can put out a granular. I think the granular is good to do because it's just easy. You can put it in your fertilizer spreader, put it out, water it in, and be done with it. If you ask me what to use, there are various things. Spectracide is a good brand name, but look on the label. Obviously, we always tell everybody one to look on the label to be sure that it's labeled for the grass that you've got, be it St. Augustine, centipedes, Zoysia, Bermuda, whatever. Most of them are. And it's just a granular you put out and you water it in. And if the problem persists, 10 days, 2 weeks, you may want to come back and repeat.
Okay.
But that's what you can do insofar as controlling bugs like that. And, of course, that same product is good for chinch bugs and sod webworms and good for the insects. The grubs are probably what the moles are trying to eat. That's why they're coming in your yard. So that spectracide product is probably a good one to use.
But a mole cricket, they don't push up the dirt. They don't push the dirt up as high as an actual mole does because tell the significant difference between the two.
No doubt about it, but they still do. That's what mole crickets do.
They're really annoying.
They are annoying. They're primitive. They're ugly, really. But the thing about them is
somebody loves them.
Exactly. Somebody does. But anyway, they are burrowing up the roots, and the grass will brown out, not because the mole cricket ate it, but because they loosened the roots, and the roots dried out.
Oh, that's why.
That's why one of the solutions, just one, is to kind of stomp those runs down, you know, so to get that grass back down into the soil, and generally it'll recover, and extra water. And if you want to, you could put out some mole cricket, like the spectracide we just talked about, which will help. But generally, to control mole crickets, that is a late June, early June operation that you need to do because that's when they multiply and that's when the best time to get them. But, a little extra water stomping down those runs would be a good way to do it.
Okay, very good. 850-437-1620. I will say the bugs are out. The spiders, like you mentioned before, I've been coming to help Andrew in the morning, which I love. I love it. I'm a morning person. I don't care if it's dark out. Well, when it's dark, you can't really see around you. And thankfully, we have one of those spotlights that turns on. As I walked outside last week and I was wearing a sundress and heels to come to work, you know, dress the way you want to be seen, I guess, right? We've heard that.
Dress for success.
Success.
Exactly.
Well, there was a black widow spider.
Oh.
Literally, I brushed right by it.
Be careful, yeah.
They are out, and it's like the fourth one. I mean, it's that time of year. They're coming out to feast before maybe, the one chill comes from October.
Exactly. So I agree with you. Before you go get the paper in the morning, turn on your porch lights.
And, oh, absolutely.
And kind of look ahead of
Even
you.
Even
no
like
doubt.
The palmettos, we'll call them those beautiful large cockroaches, like to hide in your outdoor sandals and things like that. Sometimes it's just better to pop the light on before you go outside and grab the newspaper. Okay, so hey, if you're using the granular spectracide, do you put it on your entire lawn or just the area that seems to be affected?
I like to put it on the area that just seems to be affected, plus a little extra barrier. Like I said, 10 or 15 feet, maybe even 20 feet. If you have a big yard, there's no sense in doing the whole thing.
Sure.
What you have to continue to do, though, if you've got the sod webworms or the chinch bugs or whatever you're trying to treat, then you have the chance of it coming up somewhere else in your yard. That's where inspection is so important. Every morning when you're avoiding the spiders and going out to get the paper, just look, just kind of walk your yard.
Okay.
Walk your yard, because if you can identify these problems early,
yeah,
then all the better. If you get out of hand, sometimes that makes it even tougher.
Okay.
But no, I wouldn't, and I'm going to be honest with you, just put a dollar amount on this. You start buying some of those insecticides, granular, or even liquid, it's expensive.
Oh,
very
yes.
expensive. So
and then you have a collection. You don't know which one works, and you're trying all these different things.
Exactly. And I like to use it. Use most of it. I don't like to store it over the winter, at least.
Sure.
But I would not do the whole yard. Only do those areas plus a little adjacent area.
Spot treatment.
That's what I would do.
Okay, very good. 850-437-1620. It's the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I see your question coming in. I'm going to get to it as soon as we come back after these messages.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
For innovation, style, and performance, drivers choose Volkswagen, and buyers choose Speedmore Imports, where VW sedans and SUVs are arriving every day on New Warrington Road. The 21 Jetta S, now from $20,990. The 2021 Tiguan SE, VW's midsize SUV, now from $29,990. The 21.5 Atlas V6 SE with technology, VW's biggest family-sized SUV, now from $39,990. And the latest addition to the SUV lineup, the 2022 Volkswagen Taos S, has performance, style, and economy, and all with a sale price of $24,990, plus the all-new ID4 EV, VW's all-electric SUV. Take it for a test drive and experience innovation, style, and performance, all from VW and all at Peatmore Imports on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Sale prices before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
Join the Cat Crew for the third Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital on Friday, August 27th. Wind Creek Atmore will match donations up to $20,000. Hear the stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. All funds raised during this year's event will support the Neonatal Transport Unit. Thank you to our HOPE sponsors, Cox Business and Gulf Winds Cares Foundation.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. Know more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade.
Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Another sunny honeymoon, another season, and that's the reason for making whoopee.
We're back here on the Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr, 850-437-1620. Told you I was bringing out some new songs today.
That is great. That's Dr. John. I don't know who's the female singer.
Ricky Lee Jones.
Ricky Lee Jones.
Yeah, it's a really good. That's an older song.
It is an older song.
But I love that you allow me to bring that out.
Are you kidding me?
Old soul.
I love that music. It's my generation. Are you kidding?
Oh, hey. Okay. What are your thoughts on Bonide products?
Yeah, Bonide's a brand name.
Okay, so Bonide is a brand.
Yeah, and it's good.
But turf weeds, been using it on dollar weed. Oh, you're getting rid of my dollar weed forest.
Well, Bonide, they make a lot of products, and the secret to that is just, you know, I know sometimes it's boring because it's long and like it reads mm-hmm. like a novel, but check that label. If it says it's a post-emergence for St. Augustine or centipede, whatever grass you've got, then you should be in good shape. But that was one of the best management practices I wanted to go over, too, is about weed killer use. And there's a lot to talk about. We won't have time today. But you've really got to do the math. You really do. Because it's going to tell you to, like, put one table. I'm just making this up, but this is typical. One tablespoonful per gallon, 1 gallon per 1,000 square feet. Okay, easy enough. But you need to go out in your yard and figure out what 1,000 square feet is in your yard. And you can, you know, just do the math on that. And then the best management practices are telling me, and I agree with them, that the best way to do it, especially on a post-emergence situation, let's say a Bonide 2,4-D Trimec mixture, whatever, is to use a pump-up sprayer. That way you can go right to the weed. You don't have to spray the whole yard or the whole area in your yard, some of which may not have any weeds.
Right.
So a pump-up sprayer is probably going to take a much longer time, but you can identify the weeds and then go after it. But be sure you do that math on how much chemical to use per gallon and then how much a gallon should cover. So I think that's real important, because if you don't, you know, we always say on the Garden Line, you know, this is a very scientific statement that is probably going to confuse you.
It doesn't take much.
It's not like playing poker. You can't double up to catch up when you're dealing with weeds.
You just
can't do that.
No, don't you know, do that. We don't need that to fry the whole lawn there.
Exactly.
And thank you for that, Forrest. Thank you for that. And I love your name very much. So very appropriate for the Garden Line. Here's another question. Should you water bare spots so the grass would grow towards the water?
Yes. If you've got St. Augustine, for example, let's say you've got a 3-foot area that is kind of weak.
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, keep it watered. And that's a good question, just to kind of take it a step further. If you're going to, say, resod in a bare spot, it's very important to water that bare spot first. It needs to be moist, very, very moist. Then put your sod down on it. I don't like to see sod laid on real dry, dusty, sandy soil.
It won't take to it?
Not as well. Now, if you put it down, you water it enough, you'll probably be okay. But I really like to water it first. So, yes, if you've got a bare spot and has the chance of that grass covering in there, no question, keep it watered. But you know what's going to grow just as well as the grass? The weeds.
So, saw that coming.
Yeah, exactly. So be prepared to take care of those weeds. And if it's not a big spot, then you could do it, you know, just by pulling them. But you could also use some of your weed killers also. But, yes, I would continue to water it. No question.
Okay. Here is a question. When do you start a winter garden? Like, what time is a good time to start it?
So right now. You could put in some tomatoes right now. Absolutely. There's a lot of winter vegetables that you can use or you can plant. If you go to Google the state of, do this, vegetable gardening in Northwest Florida. try that. It should give you a whole list of vegetables that will grow in the fall, and there are a bunch of them. Fall gardening, a lot of people who do that say they have much better luck because they don't have all the insects and the heat problems that you have on vegetables in the summer. So, yes. But tomato plants, you need to kind of get going on that because you've got to get them in, get them growing, get them to produce before we have the first cold snap and the freeze gets them. But, oh, yeah, there's a lot of vegetables you can go. But try that vegetable gardening in northwest Florida, and I think you'll see a whole list of things that you can plant.
Okay. Hey, we got to take another quick break, 850-437-1620. We got two things that we want to cover real quick before we wrap up here on the Garden Line.
Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. We're a local family-owned business and pride ourselves on client experience and true craftsmanship, specializing in new construction and renovations for both commercial and residential projects. At Lacoste Construction Group, we focus on the design-build process and work with you every step of the way, from consulting and budgeting to design and engineering, for a truly turnkey custom-build process. Let's get started today, turning your home or business into the space of your dreams. LacosteConstructionGroup.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Are you fed up with Santa Rosa County government? From the county commission to mayors to the school board, what the public wants is being ignored. That's why Santa Rosa Volunteers invites you to the Reclaim Santa Rosa Rally this Friday night, August 27th at Southern Raceway in Milton. Come join your fellow citizens and make your voice heard. The free event starts at 6:30. Then at 9, there's a free demolition derby on the track. But it'll be cars getting demolished, not politicians. Sorry. It all begins this Friday evening at 6:30 at Southern Raceway.
There is just something about sunsets in August at Bands on the Beach. Every Tuesday night at the Gulfside Pavilion, you can catch a great band and a great sunset thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
This week, Mass Confusion presents classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair, but no glass or pets. Stop by the Cat Country tent and sample something great from Buffalo Rock Pepsi. See the complete lineup of bands at catcountry987.com.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel.
It's been a beautiful morning, no rain, but it's such a happy song.
But you may be able to sing in the rain this afternoon.
That's true. You always have a chance in Northwest
Florida.
Always
a chance this time of year, no doubt about it. Great music, Jenna. Great music.
Thank you very much. Hey, let's get to a couple of things real quick before we wrap up. Okay, so here we go. I don't have all the answers. Let me just say real quick when it comes to insects or exterminators. So if you do have an issue with bugs, spiders especially, make sure that you call somebody, a professional. But yes, I do want to reiterate, I wasn't trying to make fun of spiders or anything or make light of the issue. I was very concerned. And so, yes, we contacted somebody. I talked to several people about the Black Widow issue. And it was just a couple of them. But, yeah, of course. And we live in Northwest Florida. But they are very dangerous for your pets. So if you do have a spider issue, make sure that you call somebody, a professional exterminator. You can spray, but be very careful with kind of poison that you choose to.
We have some very, very professional exterminators in Pensacola that you can use for some of that stuff.
Some of the best.
Absolutely.
So please call somebody.
I agree.
And then in the last minute or so, how do you get rid of chamber bitter this time of year? Can we cover that?
Yeah, chamber bitter. That is post-emergence. I would wait just a little bit and get these daytime temperatures down. Then we're going to use those products that, like Trimec, but same old, same song here. Be sure it's labeled for St. Augustine grass when you buy that weed killer. But that's what you can use, yes.
Read the labels.
Read the label, exactly.
We should get T-shirts made that say that, Mike.
You think? People will say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, just walk around, read the labels. Oh, my goodness. A great time here on The Garden Line. We'll see you next Tuesday morning at 9. Absolutely. And, of course, here the Encore Saturday morning at 9 as well. Stay tuned. Bob Burgi joins us next, 850-437-1620.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.